Hi there, I'm Rex Bullock. Come on by. This is Power Surge. I got something for you. Here's a thought. Last year, over 66 basketball teams played for the NCAA championship in the USA. Now, 65 of them ultimately lost. And last April, 6,000 runners competed in the historic marathon. 6,699 of them lost. Now, taking into account only those who compete, think of all those who don't compete because they know they'll lose. In the light of that, wouldn't you say it's kind of crazy to put so much emphasis on winning? But we've done it. I mean, we've made a fetish out of winning, and we idolize winners, which leaves all of us losers feeling kind of inferior and a little unloved. I mean, we'd all like to be princes and princesses, but most of the time we feel more like toads. Kind of fat, puffy, droopy, slow, clumsy, ugly, useless. Most of us can point to any number of defeats which support our feelings. A plain, even homely appearance, trouble in school, maybe a broken marriage, maybe a business defeat, inability to attract a mate, some kind of problem kid. Paul sings a song which puts it all together. Saints are made from sinners, out of losers from winners, out of those who've fallen on their faces, last man in all the races. Jesus comes a-calling, not the risen, but not the strong and the succeeding, but the broken, bruised, and bleeding. Which are you, my friend? Which are you? Are you a loser? God wants you. I'm Rex Bullock. This is Power Surge. Thanks for being with me. See you tomorrow.